Talking today with Mike Schulte of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, let's talk a little bit first of all about the 2017 wheat crop. Pretty well now in the ground.
That is correct. As this week, 83% of the state has been planted, with 64% showing emerged by USDA. I think we're maybe a little further along than that. I do think that producers are looking at different options this year. Certainly, I don't think we're going to see the acres planted in the state that we had seen in the past. Just talking with elevator managers and producers in southwest Oklahoma, producers in that part of the state, they've been waiting until right about now to start planting, much later than what they normally do. The warmer than normal temperatures has, affected their decisions on that. There's also been places in southwest and central Oklahoma where producers are still making aerial applications for armyworms this late in the season. And so, looking at the cost of that, I think that that's the reason why they're going and making the decision to plant later. But I'd say in southwest Oklahoma, too, just when talking to producers and elevator managers, I think that in many instances there'll be places where half the crop is put out. I think there's going to be a lot of producers that opt to go with cotton this coming year in those regions. And in north central, northeast Oklahoma, we're seeing a lot of the crop acres gone into soybeans already, and I think that that's going to continue. We're seeing also more interest in canola in northwest Oklahoma.
I guess what we're seeing really some signals nationally that a lot of even corn acres are going to go into soybeans next year, and so when you start seeing those $10 type soybean prices, that's enticing to some folks that feel that they've got at least a shot at growing a few soybeans.
Absolutely. And even after harvest this year, in central Oklahoma, we had never seen this before, but producers were opting to go with soybeans in a no-till situation behind wheat stubble. So no doubt we are going to see acreage increase in that. I also think that while producers have struggled in northwest Oklahoma with heavier than normal rains this past season, the crop is a little further behind up there. There are areas where the crop looks good in the central corridor of the state. However, in that area of the state, it's extremely dry right now, so we haven't seen the cattle being turned out. But I think if we could get some moisture and things turn around in the next couple weeks, producers are going to be weighing those options. And then also, if the price continues where it's at, certainly I think we'll see a lot more graze out next year.
The Wheat Commission's obviously active in trying to promote. You've brought some teams in this year from other countries, looking at the hard red winter wheat industry here in the state. You've had some educational events, several things going on right now that you've helped kind of raise the banner for the wheat industry in Oklahoma.
Well, we are working on bringing trade delegations in right now. Specifically, we're trying to do a lot of work with the Mexican market, a market that we've had long relationships with over the last 30 or 40 years. But the Mexican market the last 2 or 3 years has been buying a lot of their wheat from the Russian market. Part of that is just price structures. Actually, freight from Russia to Mexico City 6 to 7 months ago, in some instances, there were shipments that could be shipped out of Russia to that location $90 a ton cheaper than out of central Oklahoma. That is changing now today, certainly with where we are in the price structures. I know, it's not a good thing for producers right now, but we have a lot of wheat on the ground in northern Oklahoma, and we are trying to get that moved into the export market. I think we are in talks with the Mexican market, going to be looking at direct marketing relationships again here in the future. That is something that hasn't really been done in the last 15 to 20 years with direct rail shipments out of Oklahoma, but we have some locations in the state that are working on that, and we are hopeful that some good things are going to come out of that in the future.
I guess some of these newer wheat terminals give us the opportunity to do some of those kind of things as far as a full set of a train load, in other words, the 100 car unit type of shipments.
Yes. In particular, we did have Grupo Trimex here 2 weeks ago, and they were looking at some of our new facilities in northern Oklahoma, north central Oklahoma, just looking to see also what opportunities would be on the quality of the crop. We've been sending samples down there. We've been working with that. But Grupo Trimex, on average, buys around 55 million bushels of hard red winter wheat a year. Like I said, they have been going to Russia the last two or three years. And we think that this year now, where we are in the price structure, that we are going to get them back into the marketplace. And so we are hopeful that this is going to be good for the industry.
One of the things I know that, Mike, that you've been able to do on the educational side, you've continued to support the Oklahoma Junior Wheat Show, just concluded. Interesting to note that the two top varieties, the two top winners, 4-H and FFA winners, was an OSU-bred variety.
Yes, a very good year for OSU Wheats in the State Junior Wheat Show competition. In fact, in counting, I think 45 of the 50 that were in the top 50 were OSU wheat varieties. So, you know, that's always a good thing, seeing that come out of our public research program at Oklahoma State University. When it comes to looking at just the wheats that had the visual components and the end quality uses. And certainly there were some other wheats in there from Westbred too as well that also did well in the top five categories. But always a good time to be involved with that competition. We gave over $16,000 in scholarships to the top five 4-H and FFA winners this past year. It's a great opportunity for students to really see what goes on in the world of wheat production from the field into the marketing situation. And so we're hopeful that based on their experiences that they can have with this program, that they can take those scholarship opportunities and go to OSU or the school of their choice, but maybe perhaps have a career profession in agriculture.